This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. As the weather gets colder, restaurants that have relied on outdoor dining will need heaters and tents to keep customers warm. To help supplement those costs, the state announced a grant program for Colorado restaurants. Governor Jared Polis says Xcel Energy will donate an initial $500,000 to the program, plus a match of up to $250,000.
And I hope that Coloradans, if you're not eating out and you're not ordering out, would consider donating some of that money that you would have spent doing so to help restaurants stay in business through this and provide a safe outdoor dining experience, which has been one of the key ways that restaurants were able to get through the summer.
Donations can be made at helpcoloradonow.org. A pair of environmental groups say it's time Colorado close its only oil and gas refinery. CPR's Sam Brash has more.
Suncor Energy operates the refinery in Commerce City, just north of Denver. The facility is a large source of greenhouse gases and has a history of pollution violations. The neighborhood around Suncor is also largely Latinx and low income. If Colorado wants to meet its commitments on climate change and environmental justice, two groups now say Suncor has to go. A letter from Wild Earth Guardians and 350 Colorado demand the state close the facility by the end of 2025. The company did not immediately respond to a request for comment. Colorado's Air Quality Control Commission will consider the proposal next month. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
It's a cool day in the mountains around Vail, mid-30s right now. Highs will peak in the high 50s. This is CPR News.